hour number two. This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-5791. That's toll free. 1-800-259-5791. You can bring up anything, whether it be a political issue, personal problem, anything goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have the Shrine of Female Listeners there with dozens of ladies that have sent us their photograph. In fact, not just any photo, but a specifically taken picture to prove that they listen to Free Talk Live. Because we don't want people trying to fake us out. We don't want them sending us pictures of just some random chick.
If we wanted that, we could go on the internet and scour the internet for a bunch of women that people would want to look at.
Yeah, and make it look like we have a whole bunch of women listeners.
No, these are women that listen to Free Talk Live and care enough about the show that they'll take a picture proving that they listen to the show.
Right, and you can see what all that means. FreeTalkLive.com.
And as you probably know, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, you can call 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or you can log on at freestateproject.org.
Yes, indeed. So coming up, Manwich, you've got a story about the Ford Company. And how it is that they're ready to reach right into the taxpayers' pockets. We'll come back to that.
I know you're going
to
love this one.
Yeah, that's on the way. Also, I think we might touch on the education system since last hour we were talking about the true story of Thanksgiving and why it is they don't teach the true story of Thanksgiving anymore. We'll get to that, but first we go to the phones and to the fun. This is your show, so we talk to Matt in Canada. Matt, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey Matt.
Quite well.
First off, I just want to thank you for reading my email last night.
Oh, my pleasure. What's on your mind tonight?
Since you did that, I thought I'd try and make the effort to call you tonight. Anyways, there's been something I've been thinking about a lot lately, and I'd like to hear your opinions on it. Bars here want to start swiping our driver's licenses.
Ooh.
Yes. Cause
why? Swiping them? What's swiping mean to you?
Like, say we have, you know, it's like a credit card. It has the magnetic strip on the back.
Uh-huh. So right. they know that you've been in the bar then.
Yeah. Like,
they can prove that you
were. They want to, I don't know.
Is it the bars that want to do this, or is it the government that wants to do this?
The bars. But
why would the bars want to do that?
They want to keep out underage people or something. I don't know.
Huh.
Probably due to an incredible amount of pressure from the government.
I would expect so. I mean, the bars just want to sell alcohol.
Yeah.
I mean,
if they bust enough people for selling to underage people,
sure.
And the fact is that the... with the advent of the internet, and it's just getting harder and harder to tell a fake ID from a real one.
Yep.
I mean, somebody out there will spend their time coming up with an ID that looks just like your municipality or province or state's ID,
right.
And it will be foolproof.
And, well, I guess maybe that's one of the reasons why they want to swipe the cards, because there's actually you'd actually have to program the information into a magnetic strip in order to fool the card readers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, you know, like, the bar wanting to protect themselves, you know, their business, they can. I'm all for that, but, you know, using a government piece of ID kind of frightens me a little bit.
I know. I don't like to show my ID much either, but how else do you? I mean, these people need to be able to prove, to protect themselves, that you're old enough to buy cigarettes or old enough to buy alcohol.
They're scared of a sting. They're scared that the cops are going to do what they... I'm sure they do this up there. Down here, the cops will hire a 17-year-old or an 18-year-old or something like that, and they'll send them into a bar, and they'll try to... get them to purchase alcohol and see if they can get away with it. And if they can get away with it, then the bar is going to get a fine. The person who sold them the alcohol might get brought up on charges. And it's just a bad, messy situation. Then the bar becomes known as the bar that sells alcohol to kids in public. And it's just a messy situation.
And, of course, the cop gets some kudos and the newspaper gets a great story.
So that's what they want to avoid. And, of course, all this is going to do if they force the bars or the bars decide they want to start swiping cards, it's just going to mean that somebody's going to figure out how to program those strips.
Yeah.
I mean, at this point, nobody's probably bothered to do that. Maybe there are some fake ID people out there that can handle that. But I guarantee you, if they mandate that, somebody's going to come out with a method to program strips on cards, and then you're just going to have more counterfeiting going on. It's really just pointless for them to do this.
It's too bad. I mean, because really, what is there to do in Canada besides sit around, drink Molson, and then watch the Canucks?
I don't know, not much. Really.
Is this going to affect you, Matt? How old are you?
I'm 21. Like, drinking age here is 19.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Now, you didn't know this?
No, I didn't. I don't research everything about Canada.
Everybody who lives on the fringe states knows this.
I'm sure they do.
Because that's where they go and drink.
Do you find that in Canada, having the drinking age be 19 makes things terrible? I mean,
not at all. Like, the neighboring provinces have their drinking age at 18.
Really?
Yeah.
Which province are you in?
I'm in Saskatchewan.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
So the world's not coming to a close there in Canada. It's not everything. Society's not crumbling down. Everybody's not drunk all the time.
Hell in Saskatoon. Mm. Hell on earth.
No, it's pretty normal, actually, I think.
What do you think would happen if you abolished the drinking age entirely?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't, like, honestly, it's pretty easy to get booze around here, so.
I'm sure it is. The bars, if you did abolish the drinking age entirely, it would just be up to each individual establishment to set their own age.
Yeah, I guess that'd be free market.
Yeah, it would work well, I think.
Thanks
for the call, man. 800-259-5791.
I personally don't want to drink with 15-year-olds. Like, I just don't
want to. And the bar owners would know that, realize that, and say, yeah, well, there may not be a drinking age, but we're not going to serve 15-year-olds.
Of course. Just like they have the 21 and up nights around here, because people that are 21 and up don't want to hang around with people who are 18, 19, and 20. I mean, that's one of the reasons they do that, because they're just not as mature. And
true.
So they try to keep that clientele out. And it's private property, and the bar owner should be able to set those rules.
Have you ever noticed that what they'll do, though, is they'll let girls 18 and up in,
yes.
But guys have to be 21.
Yeah. Yes,
yeah.
They will.
That's cute.
And I don't blame them.
I don't blame them.
I get it.
800-259-5791. Ford. What's going on with them, Manwich?
Ford Motor Company Chairman William C. Ford. I just call him Bill. Urged the government yesterday to help start.
Billy C.
Little Billy.
He's Bill Ford Jr. Upped the government yesterday to help struggling U.S. automakers by expanding subsidies for companies. Now, they're struggling automakers. I mean, they're selling more cars than ever, but they're struggling. Now, if they're selling the cars at a loss, well, that's their fault. If they're not running their business properly and they've gotten into bed with unions and nonsense like that, that's their fault. This really, it has nothing to do with the American people, but sure enough.
Oh, it will now.
Right. Yeah. Remember that whole, you pay what we pay, all that nonsense?
Yeah.
Why do you think you're struggling, jerk?
We're not paying.
What do they
paying?
Think they're struggling?
Well, actually, it's probably true. That's true. That's the employee pricing program. But
you pay what we pay, unless you're on the finance.
And then we're going to go to the government and demand that you pay all our bills.
So he's asking for what now?
Expanded subsidies for companies that make components for hybrids and other fuel-efficient vehicles as U.S. automakers race to close a widening technology gap with the Japanese. That's right. The NIPS have got us on the run. And of course, we just can't handle it on our own. We have to go to big old Uncle Sam to solve our problems. So,
yeah, we just can't compete. I mean, that's so disempowering to American automakers that we can't handle it. We need a little affirmative action for the American automakers.
If the Japanese make cars better and cheaper than we do, I'm sorry, the whole industry deserves to die.
Yeah, if you can't hack it,
I don't believe it will. It's nonsense.
Of course.
The fact is, if we say, Ford, you can't have any money. Bill, get out of here. Go make a living.
Right.
That's what they'll do, and they'll make it happen. But this is just nonsense to say that.
Or they won't, and they'll close their plants.
We're behind the Japanese. They're beating our butts. It's going to be like the 80s all over again. God. And it's.
This is so pathetic.
Whatever it takes to get into the taxpayer's pocket.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever it takes to rob us blind.
Even if it's groveling.
Lying and stealing and cheating.
Is there more quotes from Mr. Ford? Because I'm interested to hear what else he has to say.
It does go on, yeah.
I want to hear what else he has to say for himself. Because I don't know if Henry was his father or grandfather, but Henry was well known as a socialist. Well known as somebody who was more than happy to take government handouts. And things just don't change. The more they change, the more they stay the same, I suppose. 800-259-5791. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarkets.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N markets.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we're rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign? Thousands of members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or freestateproject.org.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fat, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. That's toll-free, 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We've got archives there, last 7 months of the show, right there on the front page of the website. Go and get them for free, freetalklive.com. So the news is, Manwich, that the head of Ford has come to the United States federal government and has asked for some subsidies. Because apparently our American automakers, according to Ford, who does he represent the other companies in this country? I'm not sure about that.
I'm sure that when it comes to asking for money and they get it, then yes, he does.
Well, yeah.
In this case, anybody who asks for money and gets it for me, do they represent me? Absolutely.
So He's asking for money because they're having a tough time developing hybrid cars. Is that do I understand this correctly?
They're behind in the hybrid car arena. And
are there any American hybrid cars yet?
Ford's got the Escape.
Yeah. Okay.
There are a few of them out there.
Okay. There may be more than one, but I know that a couple of years ago when I was looking, the Ford was definitely making it.
Okay. So what else?
So here it goes. Pardon me, trying to pull this
up. Ford, the son or grandson of Henry Ford.
In a speech at the
National... I think he's a grandson.
I think so,
probably.
Too. In a speech at the National Press Club, Ford asked for more incentives such as tax credits to prod consumers to buy hybrids and other vehicles with fuel-saving technology. So now it doesn't matter whether they buy American hybrids or not. We just need them to get incentives to buy these things. He also asked Congress for money to retrain workers and to consider tax incentives to help manufacturers outfit old plants with new equipment. That's what you're supposed to do with your profits, Mr.
Yeah.
Ford.
Yeah. Retrain the workers. Outfit your manufacturing equipment.
Ford said a national... Listen to this load of tripe. Ford said a national strategy is needed to respond to the pressures of globalization, which he called the economic challenge of our time. The economic challenge of our time, Mr. Ford, is that you make a profitable business. And if not, I don't want to hear about it. I don't.
This is so disgusting. Yeah, ripping that off from me now, ripping that off from the Fifth Element.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. Take your socialism and buzz. You know what? I'm calling for a boycott of Ford. I've never liked their vehicles before, but I'm calling for a boycott.
Really? Don't you have a Ford?
No.
Oh.
I have a Toyota.
Okay.
Of course, they take money, too. They all take money, don't they?
Well,
all of them.
I would be angry. I'm angry at Mr. Ford for this. I don't know if I'm ready to call for a boycott. Are you kidding?
Although I know that Toyota shops around. They'll shop around and they'll go and open up a plant in an area where they're getting a subsidy from a company.
Yeah.
But I've never heard of an automotive executive come out and beg for money like that. That's just sad and pathetic.
Yeah, this is the most sad and pathetic I've heard of them all. After the speech, Ford planned to meet with the economic officials at the White House yesterday, including Alan Hubbard, the White House advisor on economic policy. Ford said he expected to talk about conditions in the industry and plan a summit on energy issues that he said the White House has agreed to hold.
Anybody that wants to attend a summit, I say boycott.
You know, if you want to do fundraising at the White House, I hope they, pull out their wallets and pay for their own, because I don't want them going after my money. I don't want any of my money going to Ford. I've never owned a Ford.
Yeah. You know, I wonder how many of the good old American boys driving their Ford trucks, they support freedom and they love America. How many of them realize that when they buy a Ford, they're supporting socialism? How many of them know about this?
Well, it's my opinion they should make all the Ford vehicles from here on out either red or pink.
Great.
Ford and other U.S. auto executives are under intense pressure as automakers lose market share and embark on one of the most difficult periods. Well, hold on. Automakers lose market share. How could they lose market share? It must be they just U.S.
The Segway, yeah. Taking over the world.
They're not losing market share. People are still buying just as many cars, more.
Oh, man, maybe mopeds are really starting to get popular.
Yeah, ATVs. Yeah, I could see it.
The fact is, they claim that the auto industry in general is losing money hand over fist. Ford lost $1.2 billion in third quarter, in its North American division.
What are you doing?
Well, it doesn't matter what they're doing. If their industry, where's the steam engine?
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, but autos aren't going out of style. I mean, they're not
going out of style. Which means that if one of the big boys falls, then that's when all the slack gets cut up in the industry.
Yep.
Then people have to pay normal prices for cars again, mm-hmm. and there's not all the, getting it for cost or anything like that. No.
Somebody's going to go down. Basically, what you're saying is we're on the brink. Like, one of these guys might actually go under is what you're suggesting.
In my opinion, this is just an opinion, one of them's going to go down. They've made too many deals with too many unions.
Mm-hmm.
Their payrolls are just way too inflated.
We need a non-union auto manufacturer.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Why
that'll
not
happen?
Doesn't Lotus make their cars in America? Oh, I don't know. One of them used to. Vector or something. There was an American sports car that basically was handmade.
Well, there must be non-union manufacturers overseas, but mm-hmm. I mean, I wonder if it's even possible or legal to manufacture automobiles in America without a union.
I'm surprised that, you know, why doesn't Ford go over to Korea? And,
but they're good Americans, and they're gonna take as many tax dollars as it takes to keep their factories open here, because they got to provide jobs, man. Which,
so who's going down? You think one of the big guys is going down?
Well, there's only two, really. Yeah. I mean, Ford and GM, and that's really pretty much it.
So who's going?
I don't know.
Wow, wouldn't it be amazing?
Chevy's not GM.
Only time. I'm pretty sure Chevy's GM.
Only time will tell. One of our automotive experts, I'm sure, can clue us in here. 800-259-5791. If you're one of these car fanatics, maybe you can give us some insight. Maybe, because none of us are paying attention to the trends. None of us are reading the auto magazines or clued into the industry. So maybe one of you car fanatics can clue us in here at 800-259-5791 or ftl@freetalklive.com. So what you think is going to happen to the business.
Ford and other Detroit automakers wants Congress to increase tax credits for research and development to support companies that make advanced technologies for vehicles.
You support yourself. If you're making an advanced technology and people are excited about it, they're going to buy it. That's the whole point of business, is you invest in things. And when you invest, there's a chance you're going to fail and lose your investment.
Ford said his company's not looking for a bailout from the federal government.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. That's not what this is at all.
We're just looking for our help. For help from the government. We're just looking for some help from our government.
No, Mr. Ford, let's make it clear. You're not getting help from the government. It's the government who is the middleman. They're the robber you're hiring. You're basically asking your friend, the robber, to go and rob a whole bunch of people in a neighborhood, get some money for you because you're having a tough time with your business.
Yeah, wouldn't it be nice if maybe Bill Ford took out a 30-minute TV spot and made this plea to the taxpayers, the people who would actually be giving him this money?
Now, he claims that Japan is supporting Toyota, nationally they're supporting Toyota. Now, I don't know that to be true. I don't know that to be false. But,
well, you should be, if that's true, then you should be proud to be able to do things on your own without the support from your mommy government, Mr. Ford. What an embarrassment you are.
How about a nice ad campaign that says, Toyota, built by socialists.
Yeah.
Buy yours in pink. And you're telling me you can't sell more American cars by saying that?
Right. If it's true, you can make the claim. 800-259-5791. What do you think about this? Boycott Ford? 800-259-5791. I never would have bought their stuff anyway. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Welcome to RealityZone.com. My name is G. Edward Griffin. When I wrote The Creature from Jekyll Island, A Second Look at the Federal Reserve, I said we must create an entirely new money supply which is 100% backed by precious metals, and we must do this within a reasonably short period of time. I'm now pleased to inform you that the Liberty Dollar Organization has done precisely that. The Liberty Dollar is 100% backed and redeemable in gold and silver. So, if you want to make money and protect your purchasing power, I encourage you to visit the Liberty Dollar at www.libertydollar.org or call 888-421-6181 to find out about getting a free copy of The Creature from Jekyll Island. That's www.libertydollar.org or call toll-free 888-421-6181.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791. Or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Toll free, 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And man, what's
Wednesday night edition here till 10 o'clock Eastern. Still time for your calls about whatever's on your mind. We've talked about the true story of Thanksgiving and, the Ford Company. They're begging for handouts from the government, and that means from you, the taxpayers. Apparently, they're having a tough time competing, so that means it's time for everyone to bail out.
It's Ford. Only fair.
No.
Well, he makes it sound fair.
All this is, what this guy is doing is he is essentially going to, just imagine America as a neighborhood, and he's the only car dealer around. He's essentially going to the government of the neighborhood and saying, okay, none of your residents are buying my vehicles, whether it be because they're just shoddy or their service is terrible.
Yeah. They're all wheeling around ox carts.
Yeah. Well, for whatever reason, nobody's buying the vehicles. And so he's saying, I've got this big factory to pay for. I've got bills to pay. I'm an asset to this country. We started this business. Yeah, you owe us. And so they say. So he says to the government, okay, well, we need to stay in business, so can you help us out with a subsidy? And what that means is the government is then going to go around house to house, take money at gunpoint from every single person, and give it to the Fords. That's what's going on, except it's on a nationwide basis. The government takes money from every single taxpayer and then gives it to a company that didn't earn the money. That's what subsidies are all about. They're all for bad companies that can't satisfy their customers, that can't deliver a good product, can't do it on time, and can't apparently make a profit. They're losing money by the barrel. And so now they're going to force the taxpayers at gunpoint, people like me, who've never bought a Ford product in their lives, are going to be forced to pay for Fords. Disgusting. Un-American. 800-259-5791 to Walt in Kansas City. Walt, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich, listening on KCXL. Walt, you're becoming chronic. What's up?
Well, I'm sorry, guys. It's just that, as in tonight's case, you hit on one of my favorite subjects,
What's that? American automobile. Okay.
I rebuild classic cars, trucks, and motorcycles.
I've got a 76 Eldorado convertible, Walt.
I love it. I love it. You know what? I'll bet it probably gets 15, 16 miles to the gallon in town and weighs about 4,800 pounds.
Well, it weighs I've been told 6,500 pounds that it gets 6 miles per gallon. But it's a really bad idea. It was a front-wheel drive car.
Oh, then you don't have a 56. Okay, if it's front-wheel drive and you've got one of them 73 pieces of junk.
But no, I got a 76. 76.
Okay. And I don't mean to call it a piece of junk. It's a good-looking car, but the problem is...
It's engineered poorly.
Well, this is what's wrong with all of the manufacturing. Now, Ford did a good thing over the last year or so. They developed this new Mustang.
It looks nice, I gotta say.
It does look
pretty.
You know,
in other words, Chevrolet has no excuse. They even gave away all of their police business to Ford by not manufacturing rear-wheel drive cars.
Okay.
The only successful front-wheel drive cars are things such as, like, the Lamborghini Murcielago.
Mm-hmm.
That's what? A 200-plus-mile-an-hour car. It's not front-wheel drive. It is all-wheel drive.
Okay.
In other words, that is the first car in history to have ever been manufactured that things will not break.
I don't understand.
And be front-wheel drive. In other words, what I'm saying is, front-wheel drive cars, you can't make the axles heavy enough when you've got both the drive and steering axle to keep the car from breaking.
Manwich, are you understanding this? Because I'm not an automotive person at all. I barely know how to change oil.
I just know that they, you know, I like the way they look. I don't know really what he's saying, no.
Okay, you're telling me that a four-wheel drive car is less likely to break than a front-wheel drive?
I'm telling you that a $200,000 Murcielago is less likely to break than any car that also has a front-drive axle.
Okay. Well, you're over my head. So what about the Ford issue? How do you feel about Ford asking for subsidies?
Okay, here's the problem. You take GM and Ford both. I don't believe in subsidies. I think the railroads ought to all go out of business, too.
Yeah.
We ought to quit subsidizing them.
Absolutely.
Now, I'm not pro-union, and I'm not anti-union. I'm kind of neutral.
But I don't have a problem with unions either.
Let the market decide.
I don't think they should be legislated.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. I do think the guys are overpaid, but according to General Motors, and I haven't seen Ford, the cost of every vehicle across the board, in other words, averaged out, the labor cost is only 7% of the cost of that vehicle.
Really?
Wow.
So even though these guys are making 22, 25 bucks an hour, whatever it is, when you figure 7% of the cost of that vehicle, I'll tell you why vehicles are so high.
Why?
I bought... I'm an older guy. I'm 55. I bought a 68 and I bought a 72 Ford F-100 and F-250 or F-350 brand new. Now, the most I paid for a truck until I bought this new Chevy diesel that I've got, which isn't a new one. It's
How
not
many
anymore.
Trucks do you have?
Anyway.
No, he's bought them in his life.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Oh, I still own them. I rebuild classic cars, and because I bought them, I'm not about to get rid of them.
Exactly.
They've been so good. What's the point? Anyway,
yeah, why sell a good car?
The truck I bought in 72 was a 390 Interceptor C6 automatic. Every available option you could possibly get on the truck.
Right.
About $3,500.
Oh, the good old days,
yeah.
Huh, Walt?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I've got stuff. Well, I've got a 53 Ford pickup here with a louvered hood. The cost on that truck was probably about $1,800 brand new.
Mm.
Minus the louvered hood, of course.
Times, they are changing.
Anyway, one thing is the dollar is dropping, and they say there's no inflation, but yes, it is.
Who's saying that? What maniac would make a claim like that?
Well, it's like the economy is great, you know? In other words, all of these people need to take the TV and do like you saw on that one show from Canada years ago. Take it out on your balcony and just throw it.
Yeah,
I
pretty much agree with that. Although I do like my television for DVD purposes. I like to, you know, put what I want on it. But,
there
yeah, I think TV is worthless.
That's the only thing that it really should be used for. Okay.
Right.
Nobody has made a car that has impressed me other than the Lamborghini, which I can't afford.
All right.
You're our
resident automotive expert, and we appreciate the expertise. Did you guys have any questions for Walt while we have him on the line about the automotive business? Do you think one of these guys is going to go out of business, GM or Ford? I mean, presuming they don't get the subsidy?
Let me say this, too. Yes, I am an automotive expert. I have followed cars because my dad was into classic cars, and I was actually on the team at one time to help build the new, back in 93... the new Tucker. Has anybody seen the movie The Tucker, The Man in His Dream?
If you haven't seen the movie Tucker, you need to. It's an inspirational story on the level of Jerry Maguire.
Hey, Walt, thanks for the call, man. And thanks for the expertise,
hold me over,
as always.
If you would. Hold me over.
Oh, we can't, man. Thanks, though. 800-259-5791. I'm sure you'll call again. Well,
good old Walt.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? I appreciate somebody with some expertise.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
We certainly don't know anything about the business. 800-259-5791. Coming up, the dirty, dismal, embarrassing history of the American school system.
Attention drivers. Poor fuel quality is on its way to your local gas station. Due to fuel shortages, the EPA has relaxed environmental standards. On top of that, fuel refiners have reduced detergents and fuel by 50% over the last 5 years. Poor fuel restricts injectors and deposits build up in your car's combustion chambers. What does this mean for your vehicle? Poor mileage and reduced performance in a time of record fuel prices. There is an answer. Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans injectors and combustion chambers to 95% of new and only one tank full. Plus, a special mileage improver designed and fleet tested by a major oil company to improve mileage even on new cars by up to 4%. The mileage improvement lasts for an entire oil change, so quit wasting unburned fuel and get more when you treat your car right with Protecta. Go to www.sfrcorp.com for a free shipping offer. That's sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. You can take control of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
800-259-5791. Bring up anything, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where you can sign up for updates. If you want to be kept up to date with the latest on the show, get on our updates list, updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com. In the first hour of the show, we talked about the Thanksgiving story. The real story behind Thanksgiving. It's a story that is not told in schools today, and there's a reason. But just to recap the story, there back in the 1600s, instead of having a wonderful feast in 1621 like the official story claims, there was actually famine and death. Then they changed from communism and socialism, which is a system that they had where everybody had to put everything into the community pot and then take out only what they needed. They changed from that system to a free market system where everybody owned their own land and were able to produce whatever they wanted and keep everything that they produced and sell it or do whatever they pleased with it. That's how the plenty came about. That's how the surplus of corn came about that they were able to sell to other colonies after only a year's time of operating under the free market system. The true story about Thanksgiving, the things that the real thing that they were celebrating back then was the fact that their new economic system was so brilliant. That the free market works, and socialism is a failure. That's the true story, but it's not told in schools today. And we were kind of exploring, well, why is that? Why is it that they've eradicated this from education? Well, it has to do with the way our system is. It has to do with the reasons why it was set up. And so I did a little bit of research, and we've actually got the story behind how government-run schools were started in the first place. And I had no idea this was why.
It's a dirty secret.
Here it is. Here's why government schools got started. The Irish potato famine drove multitudes of Irish Catholics from their homeland to America in search of a better opportunities in the late 1830s. Protestant leaders in America felt the need to rescue the Catholic children from the Pope. I mean, we've heard this sentiment echoed on this show today. There are people out there who believe that the Pope is Satan. And the Pope is evil, or he's the Antichrist, or whatever it is that they believe. They think he's just this terrible guy, and Catholicism is evil.
Well, I'm more inclined to believe those folks than, you know, the other side.
Well, I don't know if the Pope is evil or not, but nonetheless, I don't see him holding dark masses and, you know, sacrificing babies, necessarily.
So, if they believe that, that's fine and everything.
It's their personal belief. So it's still their personal belief today, and it was back then. So back then, they decided they want to rescue the Catholic children from the Pope. They saw the use of the compulsory state education, mandatory state education, as a means to that end. In fact, Horace Mann, the father of the common school movement, Mann used anti-Catholic animosities to convince many Protestants to hand their schools over to the government in exchange for the passage of compulsory attendance laws. One of his quotes, "We who are engaged in the sacred cause of education are entitled to look upon all parents as having given hostages to our cause."
What does that mean? They've given hostages to our cause?
Well, his cause is to save the world from Catholicism,
okay,
via government-run education, via
right,
compulsory attendance. So their hostages are basically, they're forcing the kids to go to school, so therefore they're hostages. They're forced at gunpoint to attend school. It's very strange rhetoric, no doubt about it. And the early American schools were modeled from authoritarian Prussian schools, and little has changed over the years. In John Taylor Gatto's Dumbing Us Down, that says Prussia's ultimate goal was to unify Germany. The Americans was to mold hordes of immigrant Catholics to a national consensus based on a Northern European cultural model. To do that, all children would have to be removed from their parents and from inappropriate cultural influences. Between 1850 and 1900, each state's compulsory school system grew until it swallowed the large majority of children into its bowels. And, of course, the intended purpose of state schooling, well, the overall mission was to fulfill their dream of having all people be molded into good little citizens, willing to serve the state without question.
Well, they've been pretty darn successful, I'll tell you.
Oh, yeah.
Three purposes of compulsory state schooling. The first purpose of a state school was not intellectual training, but the conditioning of children to obedience, subordination, and collective life. Remember when you were in, this might have happened to you, happened to me. Remember when you were in kindergarten and you were in the cafeteria and they turned the light switch off? What did that mean?
It meant be quiet.
Yeah.
Yep. The school bus, too.
Yeah.
You know, I had a teacher in, I think it was 12th grade. I'm sure it was 12th grade now that I think about it. She wrote on a little piece of paper, you know, when I was talking to her, "You have a problem with authority." And that was it. And I'm like, yes.
And
I know.
She was right. And you still
told her. Yes, of course I do.
No, actually, authority is the problem. Let's go to the phones to Corey in Minnesota. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I just want to talk about Thanksgiving.
Okay.
And I just want to say that even Thanksgiving has become political.
Really?
Or yeah, I mean, well, political and goofy. I don't know. President Bush, he's got to pardon the turkey.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and it has to happen every year. You know, they get in front of the cameras, and they make a big show, and they have some laughs, and
So the turkey's alive then?
Yeah, the turkey's alive.
Oh, the turkey's been alive for years.
They say, okay, we're going to pardon this one turkey, but then, of course, you know, it'll go back and have a delicious turkey cooked by...
What's the point of it? Just for a photo op?
For show.
I guess so, but isn't it kind of funny how he's pardoning the turkey, but I wonder how many people he didn't pardon while he was the governor of Texas?
Yeah.
Killed a lot of people in Texas. Not the turkey, though.
Well, turkeys are apparently better than people. Corey, good call. Right, thanks, man. 800-259-5791.
I do admit that men can be evil. Turkeys, on the other hand, can't.
If you can, if you want to sneak your call in, we've got time for you. We're done at 10 o'clock Eastern. Moments remain here. This is your show, Free Talk Live. 800-259-5791. Otherwise, I'm going to share with you some pretty disturbing quotes from some of the founders of our education system. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there was someone looking for a way to rip it up. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337, and that's 888-240-3337, or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. You take control of the show. 800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
All right, so you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We get all kinds of good stuff there. The everything is free. The live streaming, the bulletin board system, Shrine of Female Listeners, archives, all of it is on the house. If you want to voluntarily support the show, we've got the AMP program. And you can go get all the details at amp.freetalklive.com. Basically, we're asking you for $3 a month. If you can't afford it, don't worry about it. Keep taking advantage of everything for free. But if you can, you know, skip a couple cups of coffee or just happen to have an extra $3 a month, send it our way via the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com, and we will turn it into more radio stations. We will turn that money into more Internet listeners. The purpose of it is to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. It doesn't go to cut us paychecks. It goes to help the show grow, to help the message of freedom and liberty get out there to as many people as possible. And in the long run, we've got some pretty lofty goals for the AMP program. Once we reach our goal, once we actually reach 50% of our goal, we'll cut 2 minutes an hour of commercials right out of the show, replace it with showtime.
Now, the AMP program's always been taken care of via PayPal. Essentially, you had to have a PayPal account, you had to do a setup, and it was a little confusing. Wouldn't you agree? For people that were,
I wasn't ready quite to announce this yet, man.
Okay, I'm sorry. I thought we were ready to go.
Yeah, there's some other options besides PayPal now. We're kind of in the testing phase, and you can get the details at amp.freetalklive.com. So, not official yet.
I'm sorry.
So get all the details. We're going to cut back commercials and much, much more. amp.freetalklive.com. To the phones, to the fun, to Jared in North Carolina. Jared, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
Wait, did you say Johnson?
Jared in North Carolina.
Okay.
You're on the phones. What's up?
I'd like to talk about the radio spectrum.
Okay.
I just finished listening to the show a few nights ago about how your system about selling off certain frequencies.
No, I didn't say any frequencies should be sold off. I just think we should get rid of the FCC.
Oh, will certain frequencies be allocated to...
No one would be allocating them beyond the people that wanted to use them. Allocation kind of conveys a central control idea.
Yeah. But certain groups, like Christian and Disney group, would use their certain frequencies?
Yeah. Yeah, the Christian, basically the idea was if Christians want to keep their kids away from bad influences, they should go ahead and start their own radio service, manufacture their own radio receivers, set apart a side of the frequency range that they want to operate on, and the receivers would only pick up their stations. How do you feel about that?
I was just wanting to say another idea I had about it.
Okay.
You know how the frequencies always end in an odd number, like dot?
Mm-hmm. Like 0.9, 0.7. That's the case on the FM band, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, say, 0.1 be a really conservative Christian Disney radio type.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And move it up to, like, 0.9, which would be unedited. And then in the middle be kind of...
Well, I don't know if you really quite understand the way frequencies and bandwidth works.
Yeah, you can't be within two ticks of another station. So if a station's at 98.1, there can't be a 98.3 or a 98.5.
What you need to do, Jared, is learn a little bit more about frequencies. There's a lot of them out there. What I was suggesting is they could just get off of the FM band entirely. They could create their own band. Thanks for the call, 800-259. Oh, wait a minute. We're done. We'll see you tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. It's been Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And I'll save those education quotes because we do have them, and they're very disturbing. And we're going to talk about those tomorrow night. This has been your show, and will continue to be your show. You can join us in the meantime online, freetalklive.com, where the conversations continue on our bulletin board system and more. Don't forget to join the AMP program, amp.freetalklive.com. See you.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.